Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist, joins us now. Kim, wheat prices crossed a critical level this week, but why couldn't they hold on?
Yeah, I got excited. That KC December contract closed 2 days above $4.10. I said, if it breaks out, we're going to continue this short run uptrend. It lasted those 2 days, then it crashed back down below it. It's down around $4 now. I think the reason it went back down is the Black Sea, specifically Ukraine, offered wheat FOB about $202 a metric ton. That's about $5.50 a bushel. If you look at ocean freight into North Africa, they've got about a 40-cent advantage to us. Port handling at Houston, 20 cents. Get it Houston to Oklahoma, about $1.25 spread. That means our price in Oklahoma has to be $3.65 to compete with the Black Sea. Our current price is around $3.80. Now, if we're competing in the Pacific Rim countries, we've got an even transportation there. We can compete there because that gets our price up to $4.05. But we can't compete in the number one markets, and that's North Africa.
We also learned that France underpriced Black Sea wheat. What does this really mean for the U.S.?
Well, you got excited about that. Finally, somebody's undercutting Russia and Ukraine prices. But, you know, you're talking about 660 million metric ton there. Well, that's wheat that Russia and Ukraine haven't sold yet. And they're going to sell that into our markets and take some of our market. But now, if you bring that French wheat back, they sold it for $199 a metric ton FOB or about $219 cost and freight into Egypt. You back that up to New Orleans, you've got $4.95 there. New Orleans price is $5.60. That soft red winter wheat's priced out of the market.
Is there any hope right now for higher prices?
Well, there's some hope, but it's very little. We've got some production problems, quality problems in North Dakota and Canada with that spring wheat. Australia's got problems with their wheat production, but that's already priced in the market.
What is the market offering then for 2020 harvested wheat?
In Oklahoma, somewhere between $3.90 and $4 a bushel.
Any hope for $5?
There's some hope because if you look at the protein premium right now, if between 11% protein and 12.6, it's a dollar. You add a dollar to that $4, you got five. Or the Black Sea area, their stocks are projected to be relatively tight. If something happens to that crop, we'll have $5 wheat.
Lots of variables there. Okay, Kim, thanks a lot. We'll see you next week.